Let's pray a minute. Father, we thank you so much for the grace for the night upon this service and the grace upon the people to receive and get their answers and get their direction. We love you. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for the person of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for the person of the Holy Spirit. And we thank you that there are angels all around us, that their ministry is to minister for the half salvation. So we thank you so much tonight, and let your word go forward in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. The epistle of James, I have a prophecy I'll probably get to you on the end. The epistle of James, chapter 1. James chapter 1, right behind Hebrews. James chapter 1. It began at verse 1. James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes, talking about the Jews, were scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall in divers temptations, plural. And he said, count it joy because knowing this. Now, if you don't know that, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Now notice verse 5. Verse 5, we talk about the trial, the test, and the temptation, right? Now notice verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Well, action is in the format of praying, you see. Pray for wisdom. If you're dealing with something, pray for wisdom. Yeah. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberty, and God will give it to you. Now, there's no situation that God do not have wisdom for. Okay. Enlightenment. Enlightenment of how to handle a situation. That giveth to all men liberty, and upbraid it not, it shall be given him. Now, notice everything from God has to be by faith. The sixth verse says, but let him ask in faith. You ask for that wisdom in faith, expecting God to give it to you no matter how rough it look. Nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. And I don't want to be tossed, you? Now, in the Passion Translation, turn, I'm just going to read before I give you the subject because you have some foundation. Proverbs chapter 8, and I'm going to try to use this computer tonight. Proverbs chapter 8 in the Passion Translation. All right, I'll do it another way. Beginning at verse 4. And I have to do a good much reading for you to hear some things about wisdom, what wisdom will do. In the Passion Translation, it says, I'm calling to you sons of Adam, yes, and to you daughters as well. Listen to me and you will be prudent and wise. Prudent and wise. For even the foolish and feeble can receive an understanding heart that will change their inner being. The meaning of my words will release within you revelation for you to reign in life. Revelation, see, wisdom, that's wisdom talking to you. Wisdom releases revelation for you to reign in life. Mm. The meaning of my word will release you within you revelation for you to reign in life. My lyric will empower you to live by what is right. Let me keep reading out of this. I found it. My lyric would empower you to live by what is right. For everything I say is unquestionably true. And I refuse to endure the lies of lawlessness. My words will never lead you astray. You listening? all the declarations of my mouth can be trusted. They contain no twisted logic or perversion of the truth. All my words are clear and straightforward to everyone who possesses spiritual understanding. Y'all listening?
Yes, sir.
If you have an open mind, you will receive what? Revelation knowledge. My wise correction is more valuable than silver or gold. The finest gold is nothing compared to the revelation knowledge I can impart.
Yes.
Look what he says next. Wisdom is so priceless that it exceeds the value of any jewelry. Nothing you could wish for can equal her. For I am wisdom, and I am shrewd and intelligent.
Yeah.
I have at my disposal living understanding to devise a plan for your life. Come on, y'all getting it?
Yes.
Wisdom pours into you when you begin to hate every form of evil in your life.
Yes.
That is what worshiping and fearing God is all about. Let me read a little more. Then you will discover that your pompous pride and perverse speech are the very ways of wickedness that I hate. You will find true success. Wisdom talking to you. Remember what James 1:5 said, let him ask wisdom. When you find me, for I have insight into wise plans that are designed just for you. I hold in my hand living understanding, courage, and strength. Living understanding. Listen, courage and strength. So when I'm not working with the principles tonight, I want you to be up with me. Living understanding, courage, and strength, they're all ready and waiting for you. What is he waiting for you? Living understanding, courage, and strength. Living understanding. I love that. They're already waiting for you. I empower kings to reign, wisdom talking, and rulers to make laws that are just. I empower princes to rise and take dominion, and generous ones to govern the earth. Wisdom talking to you.
Yes, yeah.
I will show my love to those who passionately love me, for they will search and search continually until they find me. Unending wealth and glory come to those who discover where I dwell. The riches of righteousness and long and a long satisfying life will be given to them. I'm almost through. I'm going to the 21st verse. I just want you to hear it before I start preaching. What I impart has greater worth than gold and treasure, and the increase I bring benefit more than a windfall of income. I lead you into the ways of righteousness to discover the path of true justice. Those who love me gains wealth and a glorious inheritance, and I will fill their lives with treasure.
Yeah.
Y'all need to read that sometime.
Yeah.
We're talking about wisdom. Now, I want to go back and start off now and let you know what we're going to talk about. We're ready to stay back at James. Knowing how to pray for wisdom in every situation. The Holy Ghost want to train you that knowing how to pray for wisdom in every situation. What I said? Now, every one of you who are a child of God, and I believe all of you are in here and online, you have the right to pray for wisdom in every situation, and the Holy Spirit will give you some insight on how to do it more clearly and more powerfully, all right? So I'll give you this introduction so you understand knowing how to pray for wisdom in every situation. Here are the secrets of how to handle every test, trial that comes in your life by praying for wisdom and by faith applying the wisdom God gives you with joy. So you get the wisdom, you apply it by faith with joy. The joy is that it's going to come out in your favor. Yeah, you can't. If you got the wisdom of God, it has to come out in your favor. All right? The basic facts of temptation and trial knowing the essential attitude toward trials and temptation and the way to conquer trial and all temptation. What conquer trial? Conquering trial. I don't know y'all never had no trial. And tempting, I know you know you had temptation. Other people get it. By developing wisdom in your prayer life. Developing wisdom, not just praying. You should pray to a certain extent and enlightenment should come. It should be a lifting if you're really praying in real prayer. The situation might be just standing there, still standing there, but don't bother you. Developing wisdom in your prayer life. That's what the Lord wants. Developing wisdom in your prayer. Not just praying, but developing wisdom in your prayer life. Amen?
Amen.
I'm going to tell you one more statement, then I'm going to start giving you some principles on knowing how to pray for wisdom in every situation. Knowing how to pray for wisdom in every situation when you are in a test, trial, or trouble. Don't panic, pray. Don't panic, pray. Ask God for wisdom. Some of the tests is just to make you stronger. Now, notice James 1 and 5. Let me make this statement. The key revelation is always pray for wisdom in every prayer. James 1 through 4 talk about all the trials, the tests, the temptation. But he said, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not. See? And so you pray for wisdom. A lot of time we praying for the situation when we should be praying for wisdom. You see, a lot of time, if you don't watch yourself in prayer, you try to make God do something. He ain't gonna do it. He ain't gonna do it until you hear him. You see what I'm saying? What may look like a good plan is not a divine plan. And so you find yourself working and working and you're using 95 scriptures and you pray 3 hours in tongue and nothing changed because you didn't ask for no wisdom. You're too busy trying to change the thing and you don't get no wisdom so God can change you. So the next time that same thing comes, you're already more powerful than it. See, God, I don't believe God answer prayer without wisdom. Because if that's so, you're going to be just as dumb you was the next time and the thing come back. You just prayed away, but you're not ready for it. You didn't see nothing through it. You didn't understand nothing. You didn't understand how you got out.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the Lord make a way somehow. You need to have asked God for wisdom that you'll know how to yield to him in any given situation. Are you with me? So the key revelation, always pray for wisdom in every prayer. Then the fifth voice says, if any of you lack wisdom, I don't know what to do about this, Lord. Let him ask of God. That's prayer, isn't it?
Yes,
yeah, I don't know how to handle this. I just had this scenario. Our plan was upgraded to the highest grade a plane can be upgraded to, and they don't have more than 3 pilots we can find in the whole United States that can fly that kind of plane because it's so upgraded. And so when Junior called me about that, I was sitting there and I got a little upset. I said, well, man, and so I started praying in the spirit. And then about 5 minutes later, the phone called and there's a man that I'm going to interview Thursday to be my second pilot. And I got it sent into school. They're going to cost $24,000 sending him to school. Don't y'all get nervous? You don't want nobody up there flying you and know what to do. I bet you that. Amen. But just like that, the Lord answered. And then I was praying about a person to work for me. I have an opening because one of my girls went to start teaching school. And my wife had called a lady name. And so I was praying in the Holy Ghost and the Lord called her name. But then I called my daughter, and I called her name. My daughter said, yeah. My two sons came for exercise, my two youngest sons, Montrell and Donnell, and I called a lady name. Oh, yeah. I talked to my daughter-in-law, called a lady name. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I called my oldest son. I said, well, look, I called a lady name. I said, I'm going to interview her about the job. Yes, sir. I mean, and neither one of them had talked to each other. Amen. Isn't that good to have a good record, you know? I said, don't hire that heifer. I don't want to see her every day. Turn to Proverbs chapter 4, verse 7. Wisdom turns the light of heaven on, and you will see divinely what to do. Now, if y'all don't get no response on this, I'm going to close out. Let me give it to you again, because y'all, I don't think y'all are hearing what I'm saying. Wisdom turns the light of heaven on, and you will see divinely what to do. Y'all heard that back there? You see, wisdom is the, look at Proverbs 4:7. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get wisdom with all you getting, get understanding. But I never heard till the Holy Spirit told me, he says, wisdom turn the light of heaven on. Well, in the light of heaven, you're going to have revelation, you're going to have understanding, you're going to have knowledge, you're going to have all that you need far beyond what you're dealing with. So when I like to preach with life situation that when you come up against something, you know what to do. I don't like when you just get happy. Now, what the Lord's saying now, even online, my members online, how many members I got? Over 500, 600 members online? Members. And what, 7,000, almost 8,000 partners. And a lot of them, there's 1,045 tune in right now. That more than that tune in. Darnell told me how that worked. It's just the one that tune in here, but 1,000 more tune in by other ways. And I want to know, wisdom turns the light of heaven on. Do you know what I'm talking about, turning the light of heaven on? That's turning God on. That's the light of heaven is God understanding of what to do with something. So you sit here tonight, whatever you're dealing with, you know how to turn the light of heaven on any given situation and have and see divinely what to do. Turn to Proverbs chapter 8, verse 14. Put it up there on the passion for me. Proverbs 8, 14. Success, insight into wise plans that God have designed for you. Success, insight into wise plans, plural plans, that God has designed. Watch it. Just for you. Wisdom says you will find true success when you find me, for I have insight to wise plans that are designed just for you. I hold in my hand living understanding, courage, and strength. I mean, whatever you're dealing with, it's whipped there. If you got that spiritually, understanding that, are you following me? Because he talks about it's not designed for your neighbor. See, that's why we can't talk to people how they got out too much. Because we're going to try to follow that pattern. But God got something specially designed for you, everything you're dealing with. Are you following me? So we have to know how to pray for wisdom in every situation, because just because Jack got out and because Mary got out, that don't mean God going to take you that route. See, God is big enough and powerful enough to have all a million and billions of children, but he got a designed victory for each one. God might tell Will do something one way and tell me do it another way. So if I'm stuck on Will's way or Will's stuck on my way, we're getting messed up. You got to know how to ask him for yourself. No Nobody in the world have been to all the places that God can bring you. It don't exist. I don't care how deep they think they are. Nobody has never been to all the places God can bring you. See? I want to go back up. See divinely what to do. When you see divinely what to do, all worry, all fear, all facts don't bother you no more. They can't, because you know. You see it? Then success, wise plan, are designed for you. Listen very carefully. Praying wisely. What I said?
Praying wisely.
Releases the power of wisdom, of living understanding, courage and strength, already waiting for you. Proverbs 18, 14b in the Passion Bible. Because I want you to see it. Just put the whole thing up. You can, I know you can't get a B. Proverbs 18, 14. Is it 18:14? Let's see. You'd be unable to cope. No, that ain't what I wanted. It must be 8:14. Go 8:14. Because I got the B. I want the B part of that. I'll read the whole. When you find true success, you will find me. For I have insight into wise plans that are designed just for you. Hold in my hand living understanding, courage, and strength. Wow. Living understanding. You see that? Courage and strength. Living understanding, courage, and strength. How many of you ever needed that in some situation? Yes, and you're going to need it some more. But by you being here in this class, and I feel anointing coming down. I teach that anointing start coming on, but it's coming on me now real strong. But I want you to see this, that in your prayer life, you're going to have courage, living courage, living strength, living understanding, living wisdom, that you're not going to be able to talk to everybody about it. See, you gotta have to be a student. You gotta know that God, when your prayer life is anointed with wisdom, all right, get that. When your prayer life is anointed with the wisdom of God, understanding and knowledge will flow. That's why turn to Ephesians. You got that prayer in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15. Ephesians 1. When your prayer life is anointed with wisdom. Say anointed with wisdom.
Anointed.
Say it again.
Anointed.
Say it again.
Anointed.
The wisdom of God, understanding and knowledge will flow. So now you got wisdom, understanding, and knowledge flowing from heaven in any given situation. So this is the only thing going to handle these times. You understand me? That's why I'm taking my time message. This is the only thing that's going to handle these times. And I know only a remnant going to receive it, so I'm not worrying myself no more. I just pray for them. They don't want to come, they don't come. You understand? When went to church so much? When they start going to church so much? Something they had that attacked that.
9/11.
Huh? 9/11. Everybody started going to church. Then as soon as it died down a little bit, they went back. Stick with it. I'm proud of y'all. Stick with it. It's a power. It's a glory. What you're learning tonight is so important because you're going to need it.
Amen.
And you just go back over your notes and pray in tongues and say it out loud. And God will open it up for you. Yeah, you're going to have people worried, putting their hair out, don't know what to do. Church member. But you'll know.
Yes,
I'm going to ask God for wisdom, me.
Yes,
then I'm going to give me some strength and some understanding. Some knowledge going to start flowing. Heaven light going to come on. I'm going to have divine direction how to do this.
Yes.
See, hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. There, that prayer, see from the 15th verse, Ephesians 1:15. Ephesians, when your prayer life is anointed with the wisdom of God, when your prayer life is anointed with the wisdom of God, understanding and knowledge will flow. Now look what he says here. Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and love unto all the saints, keep going, 16th verse, I cease not to give thanks. Apostle talking. I said, the apostle talking.
Yes,
I cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayer. What happened? 17 verse. What happened? That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Once you have that, them can shut up. Once you have the knowledge of him, them can shut up. Because them problem cannot hold you and cannot touch you because you have the knowledge of him.
Yeah.
Go to the next verse, 18. Look at this now. The eyes of your understanding being what?
Enlightened.
That you may know what is the hope of his calling, what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, what the exceeding greater the power toward us who believe. Three things.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. One more time, when your prayer life is anointed with the wisdom of God, understanding and knowledge will flow.
Yeah.
Praying for wisdom, let me say it another way. Praying for wisdom will release the hope of his calling, the riches of the glory of his inheritance, and the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, if you pray for it. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
You ready to shout?
Yes, sir.
And this statement, what I'm about to make now, is some things going to come up, and you're going to need to use this statement in the spirit with what I'm about to say now. Some things going to come up, but you're going to need to use this in the spirit. And from this night forward, you will live in the possible zone at all times.
Yes.
No matter what's going on around you. I'm going to give you that again now because I want you to get that down. From this, because the scripture, I'm going to give you a scripture that why Jesus never had a problem he couldn't solve. And that anointing about to come on you. That you will never have a problem you can't solve unless you got plugs in your ears tonight. From this night forward, Urababasata. Shatarababa. You will live in the possible zone at all times. In other words, there will never come no more impossibility to you because you know how to pray for wisdom in every situation, and there is no impossibility to wisdom. When you're a wisdom carrier, that's it. There's no puzzle, there's no jam, there's no blockage, there's no I don't know what to do. From this night forward, you will live in the possible zone at all time. You will live in the possible zone at all time. You hearing this? You will live in the possible zone. I'm not talking to the other person sitting next to you. I'm talking to you. You will live in the possible zone at all time. Now, no matter what's going on around you. So you're not, the next time something come out, you ain't going to panic with all them other people. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. Luke 2, 52. I'm almost through. I'm going to close early tonight. I see Bill once I'm going to preach it 28 minutes. Well, I can't preach 28 minutes. A And Jesus increased, watch this now, in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Where you can't go from that voice? Tell me where this voice can't take you. Tell me who big enough to block you when you got a revelation of this voice. When demons hear that voice, please don't teach nobody that voice. And don't tell them they can do that. Because they know. And that's what Jesus whooped them with. And Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and, look, favor with God and man. Otherwise, men will have to do something for you that they don't want to do, but they got to do it because God have already, I've seen it over and over again. Are you following me?
Yes, sir.
So don't you ever be a crybaby. Don't you see your emotion and your ego and physical energy will get you in trouble because they say, oh, ain't nothing happening. See, don't let the enemy take you in the past and the future. I'm gonna deal with you right now. See, because what are you gonna do in my study? What you're going to do is take your mind on a trip. And you're going to be unconscious. With scriptures. Unconsciously reading the Bible. Because you're trying to make something happen, but you're not where you are. So you want God to be present, but you're not present. You at the end of your problem. What did he say? Be still?
Yes, sir.
And eagles don't fly. Luke 2:52. When you're asking for that wisdom, undoubtedly, Jesus was a prayer.
Yes, sir.
Jesus was asking for wisdom. Wisdom and grace. Favor is grace with God and man. Oh, my. Wisdom opens the gates to God's will that the enemy has no power to shut. Hey, it opened the gates. Let me give you this number, prophesy. Turn to Job 22:21-28. I think I'll get that in the message. Job 22. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Y'all here? It's one of my favorite scripture. Even though that boy beating up on Job wrong, but he got a revelation, yeah, I use anyway. Now here's what I want you to write down. I decree that I live in the wisdom of God through my prayer life. I decree that I live in the wisdom of God through my prayer life. Now, watch this. In Job 22:21. Acquaint not thyself with him and be at peace, thereby good shall come unto thee. Acquaint. Well, one of the best ways is prayer. Then he says, receive, I pray thee, the law from his mouth. And lay up his word in thy heart. You see it?
Yes,
all right, keep watching. Watch, keep watching. If thou return to the Almighty, thou shalt be built up. Thou shalt put away iniquity from thy tabernacle. If you're going to be a real prayer. You can't pray and stay unholy. Prayer sanctify you. Prayer is supposed to bring in God present. And prayer is supposed to put a godly fear on you. My. 24th verse says, then should I lay up gold as dust, and the gold of Ephraim as the stone of the brooks. Yet Almighty shall be thy defense. See it?
Yes, sir.
And thou shalt have plenty of silver. For then shalt thou have thy delight in the Almighty, and shalt lift up thy face unto God. Got to be prayer. Thou shalt make thy prayer unto him. What he said? Thou shalt pay thy vow. Look at verse 28 now. Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Quickly before I prophesy, let's go back over. I'm going to go down this list right quick. Key to revelation, always pray for wisdom in every prayer. Got that? Wisdom turn the light of heaven on, and you will see divinely what to do. Praise God. Success, insight into wise plans, plural, that God has designed just for you. Praying wisely release the power of wisdom, of living understanding, living courage, and living strength, already waiting for you. When your prayer life is anointed with the wisdom of God, understanding and knowledge will flow. Praying for wisdom will release the hope of his calling, the riches of his glory, of his inheritance, and the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe. Then I said, from this night forward, you will live in what?
Possible
zone. How often? No matter what's going on around you. Remember that?
Yes, sir.
And then we said, I decree that I live in the wisdom of God through my prayer life. I decree that I live in the wisdom of God through my prayer life. And then it says, wisdom opens the gates of God's will that the enemy has no power to shut. I was praying about this message, and these words prophetically came up to me. I want you to go and tell it, the sustaining power of being acquainted with me through your prayer life. Putting yourself in a position to receive what come out of my mouth. Always turning to the Almighty, no matter what's happening. You got it? Blessing will flow in every situation. The Almighty shall be thy defense. Keep the light in the Almighty and keep your face lifted unto God. They shall pray unto him and he shall hear them. Thou shalt also decree a thing and it shall be established and the light shall shine upon thy ways. Be not afraid, never dread, just stick with what I said. You'll be able to hear that on tape. I'll make sure to have it on tape. All things, I'll give you the last part. Junior, you can come on. All things will come out in your favor. Now I'm going to make the full statement and you're really going to get it, all right? All things will come out in your favor as long as you know you're sitting at my table. You must have wasn't listening. Your life tonight, according to the word of God, I pray about these messages hours and hours. And I'm learning that you don't have to have the emotional kick all the time. But the insight, for lack of a better word, the guts of the word or the spirit of the word. Now, if you really was listening, and I believe you were, whatever you're up against right now, if you settle down through meditation and be contemplative about it, look at it real strong, keep looking at it, you'll see your answer.
Yes, sir.
That's what I believe ministry is all about. Ministry is when people love God enough to trust Him to come out in a night like this, they should get the answer. Yes. And you did get your answer. Yes. And no matter what you're dealing with, no matter how long you've been dealing with it, God answers you tonight. Yes. He says, enjoy, ask for wisdom, enjoy by faith. Ask for wisdom, no matter what you're dealing with, ask for wisdom in joy by faith. See, the joy is saying, God, I trust you. Yeah. It don't look good now, naturally, but I know your wisdom gonna get me out of this. Yeah. Yeah. Amen.